سخنران امشب جلسه تهران ای که جلسه رسمی ثبت شده دفتر خدمات جهانی و زیر نظر ناحیه 15 الکلی گمنام در تهران است، آقای دنی با سیاق صلح هوشیاری از کشور آمریکا، مترجم عزیز امشبمون آقای علی هستم. موضوع جلسه امشب قدم سوم هست. تصمیم گرفتیم که اراده و زندگی خود را به خداوند همانطور که او را ده کردیم بسپاریم. آقای علی، جلسه در اختیار شماست.
خیلی ممنون مانی جان و ابی جان و دوستمون جواد و خاطر خوندن چگونگی عمل کرد و همه خدمتگزاران. من علی هستم، الکلی. و دنی، can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right, could you speak a bit louder, please?
Yes.
There you are. Can you talk?
Yes, I'm talking. Can you hear me?
Let me get... I'll be right back, okay?
Okay.
Sorry.
No worries.
All right, I got one of these wirelesses so I could hear you better.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead. The podium is yours regarding step three and your experience and strength.
Okay, and you're translating for me, Ali?
Yes, sir. I shall try.
All right, I will pause every three or four sentences. Hi, everybody. I'm Dan, and I'm an alcoholic. I'm very grateful to be at your meeting in Tehran. I've an amazing benefit of this whole pandemic that we're able to do this. I'm very excited about getting to know a little bit more about Tehran. My best friend was born in Tehran, and it's very important to him, and it's very important to me.
Okay, let me translate that. دوستان ایشون میفهمند اسمشون دنی هست و الکلی هستند و خیلی خوشحالم که در جلسه تهران ایت تونستن به ما بپیوندن. میفرماید یکی از بهترین دوستانشون یا در حقیقت بهترین دوستشون ایرانی هست و خلاصه با ایرانی ها خیلی اشغال میکنن. Can you turn up the volume a little bit if possible?
I don't have anything else that I can turn up. Let's see. I've got everything up as much as I can.
All right.
Can you
because
hear me?
I can hardly, it's hard for me to hear you. It's okay though. Go ahead.
Okay, I'll try to speak up a little bit. Let's see. Wait, I turned off the video. Okay, there I am. Let me try one little thing here. All right. Okay, can you hear me, Ali?
Yes, it's okay. Go ahead.
Okay. So I'm coming to you from Indianapolis, which is in the middle of the United States. I've been sober for 36 years. I'm 60 years old. I have an 18-year-old son and grew up in Southern California. Those are just the basic things.
All right. ایشون میفهمند اولا صداشون پایینه، به خاطر همین شما تصویر درستی نمینید چون من چسبیدم به گوشی. منتها میفرمایند که 36 سال هوشیار هستم، 60 سالمه، توی جنوب کالیفرنیا بزرگ شدم و پسرم الان 18 ساله و در
Indianapolis, Indiana.
Indianapolis, وسط آمریکا الان هستن و از اونجا دارم باهات صحبت میکنم. All right, go ahead.
Thank you, Ali. I got sober in Southern California as a result of three drunken driving arrests that took place over the course of the year. I was 24 years old when I came into the program. I came into the program very much not wanting to be in the program. The only reason I was showing up was because I wanted to get out of trouble with the law.
All right. ایشون میفرمایند که من توی جنوب کالیفرنیا اصلا به حضورتون زندگی میکردم و اونجا 24 ساله بودم که 3 DUI گرفتم، یعنی رانندگی در حالت مستی، و به خاطر این منو فرستادن به AA و تنها دلیلی که اومدم به AA به خاطر این نبودش که بیام و هوشیار بشم، به خاطر این بود که به خاطر مشکلات فرار از قانون اومدم AA تا ببینم چه اتفاقی برام میفته. Back to you.
Something happened to me in that first few weeks of being in AA when I was very scared of going to prison for my drunken driving arrests. All I really cared about was getting out of trouble. But there were things that the people in the program said that I couldn't help but hear, and they were speaking a language that I had never heard anyone speak before. I'd never heard anyone be that honest and open about who they were.
ایشون میفهمید که من اون دو سه هفته اولی که اومدم تو AA خیلی ترسیده بودم، نمیدونستم داستان از چه قراره، منتها موندم به خاطر اینکه نمیخواستم بندازنم زندان، و از شبت به حضورتون که بعد دیدم که دوستانی که اینجا تو AA صحبت میکنن یک زبان خاص دیگری صحبت میکنن که من خیلی راحت میتونستم بفهمم که اینا صادق هستن، راست صحبت میکنن و خیلی باز در مورد مشکلاتشون دارن صحبت میکنن، و این برای من یه جاذبه بسیار زیبایی بود. Yes, sir.
You know, and the way it went was this. I had been hiding this great secret my whole life, and the secret was that I just never felt comfortable on this planet, and I never felt like I belonged here. I never felt loved, and I never felt understood. And the only thing that ever really helped me with that was alcohol and drugs. And now here I was at this place in my life where I was certainly going to go to jail if I drank anymore. And so I was very interested when they told me that they felt the same way about their lives that I did about mine. We lose you, Ali? I think we lost Ali. I don't know what to do. I don't want to just keep speaking without the translator.
علی آقا صدای منو داریم؟
مانی صدای علی قطع شد، احتمالاً گوشیش زنگ خورد. یه دقیقه به دن بگو صبر داشته باشه تا من ببینم علی بنده خدا.
اوکی. دن علی آقا. Just wait 2 minutes.
Just what?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Please wait 2 minutes. 1 minute.
I will wait 2 minutes.
Okay, thank you.
یه لحظه الان اومد
برگشت.
آره. علی آقا صدا داری؟
من دارم، شما دارید؟
اون موقع صدات نبود آقا، بفرمایید. الان صدات
صدای این آقای دنی هم خیلی پایینه، من به زور دارم میشنوم، کارش نمیتونیم بکنیم ها؟
نه بفرمایید آقا، الان صدا خوبه، صدا جفتتون خوبه.
اوکی امیدوارم. Anyway, Danny, I'll be right back. He doesn't translate the last part. ایشون فرمودن که هیچ وقت احساس تعلق به کره زمین نمی کردم، احساس عشق نمی کردم و برای همین رفتم سراغ الکل و مواد و فکر کردم گم شدم و توی الکل و مواد پیدا کردم و این بزرگترین رازی بود که من داشتم و دیدم توی این اتاقا آدم های دیگه هم همین صحبت رو دارن و همین احساس رو دارن و یه جایی رو پیدا کرده بودن که احساس تعلق به اون میکنن. Back to you, Danny. Please continue.
Okay, and so, you know, I started to trust the people in AA because they seemed to understand who I was in a deeper way than anyone I had ever met before. And trusting them meant that I started to work the steps, I started to do service, I started to work with newcomers, and my life was really transformed by that.
و اینطوری بود که من شروع کردم به اطمینان کردن و اعتماد کردن به دوستان و اعضایی که توی AA بودن و بعد از یه مدتی شروع کردم قدم ها رو کار کردن، خدمت کردن، به تازه وارد ها کمک کردن و در اثر اینها یواش یواش زندگی من تغییر کرد و عوض شد. Yes, sir.
For me, the essence of AA, I mean, I've worked the steps many, many times and I've sponsored many, many people, but the essence of AA is in one alcoholic talking to another. And I think that what worked for me was that I really just spent a lot of time with these people. You know, we went to eat after the meetings. We went to eat before the meetings. We went to movies together. We did almost everything together. And I really got a chance to see who they were in their lives, like in a deep way.
All right. یه چیزی که ایشون میفهمه، چیزی که برای من کار کرد از همون اوائل این بود که من شروع کردم با بچه های انجمن زندگی کردن و قدم ها رو بسیار تا بسیار دفعات بسیار من کار کردم و قدم ها رو هم انتقال دادم در این 36 سال. منتها اکثر اوقات با بچه های AA بودم، من با اونا غذا میخوردم قبل از جلسه، با اونا قهوه میخوردم بعد از جلسه، سینما با هم دیگه میرفتیم و کارهای اجتماعی مختلفی رو با هم دیگه انجام میدادیم و این خیلی به من کمک کرد. اوکی؟
I have a new strategy for this meeting. I'm just gonna I'm going to nod at Ali like I understand what he's saying. So when Ali says something really like that sounds really good to me, I'm just going to go like this, and then you guys can all you all think of that I know Farsi. I mean some of the things that I learned. I mean, it was for me at the age of 24. It was just like being in the military. They just beat things into my skull. One of the things that they beat into my skull was that I always took care of the newcomer. You know, when I was in a meeting, the newcomer was my job. You know what I mean? And also that establishing a relationship with God was the most important thing that I could do with my time. Much more important than making money or almost anything else that I could do.
All right. Alright. می فرماید وقتی من 24 سالم بود اومده بودم توی AA، درست مثل این بود که مثلا رفته باشم مدرسه نظام و اینا رو یه جورایی می کردن تو کله من بچه های قدیمی تر که شما باید این کارها رو بکنید و مثلا به نیوکامر یا تازه وارد شغل من این بود
که تازه وارد رو ترخوش بکنم و بهش حال بدم. و یکی از شغلای دیگه که من شغل که اصطلاحا داره میگه چیزایی که بود این بود که من شروع بکنم یه رابطه خاص خودم رو با خدایی که خودم میپرستیدم یا درک میکردم، شروع کنم باهاش این رابطه رو برقرار کردن. و اینها چیزایی بود که برای شروع کار برای من لازم بود و من این کارا رو انجام دادم. Yes, sir.
So this is me nodding like I know what Ali is saying. Okay? Translate that.
Yes. Yes, let me translate that. میگه من سرم رو تکون میدم درست مثل این که مثلا میفهمم علی چه کار داره چی میگه. حالا من نمیخوام اصطلاح بوز اخفش رو برش ترجمه بکنم. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
It's hard to tell jokes when you're being translated. So the connection between people and just spending a lot of time with other alcoholics was really the thing that made the biggest difference for me, because like my sponsor, for example, my first sponsor, the first guy that I worked the steps with, he was one of the most insane people that I'd ever met in my life. But he was also one of the most miraculously recovered people that I'd ever met in my life. And those two things were there at the same time. I could see them.
یکی از چیزایی که به من کمک کرد اون راهنمای اولی بود که من داشتم و این یه حالت معجزه آسایی داشت به این صورت که ایشون خیلی راحت بود و ضمناً خیلی معروف بود. منتها این دو تا چیز معروف توی برنامه بود و شدیداً به من کمک کرد و این دوتا برای من حالت یک معجزه ای داشت که ایشون من زیر بال و پرش گرفت و به من کمک کرد. Yes, sir.
You know, and I don't want to make it sound, I've been sober for a long time, 36 years, and I don't want to make it sound like I've always been, you know, a spiritual giant. I want everybody to know that these things come and go. And in some ways, the part of my sobriety that I'm in right now is the most exciting, and I hope that by the end of, you know, what by the end of our talk, I can talk to you a little bit about the kind of things that have been happening to me in the last couple of years.
Okay. ایشون میگه درسته که من 36 سالی که هوشیار هستم، ولی به هیچ وجه من الوجود فکر نکنید که من یک آدم بزرگ معنوی هستم، چون این حالتهای معنوی میاد و میره، یه جورایی بعض وقتا از بین میره ولی یه جورایی از دوباره بر میگرده. این از این جهت و میتونم احتمالا تا آخر این ساعت یه ساعتی که با شما هستم در مورد اتفاقات معنوی که یکی دو سال اخیر برای من افتاده باهاتون مشارکت بکنم و در موردش صحبت بکنم. Yes, sir.
I want to go through some of the good things that happened to me since I've been sober. I went back to school in sobriety. I went to graduate school in New York City. I became a writer. I write books. I became a college professor. You know, I've had a family, a small family. I have one son. All of these things were things that came directly out of my sobriety. I really haven't had any good ideas in my life that didn't come directly out of talking to somebody at an AA meeting or after an AA meeting.
Okay. یه اتفاقات قشنگی که برای من توی AA افتاد غیر مستقیم اتفاق می افتاد. یعنی اینطور نیستش که من برم توی AA با یه نفر صحبت میکنم و یه چیز خیلی معجزه آسا اتفاق می افتاد به خاطر اون، بلکه این چیزها غیر مستقیم تو زندگی من می افتاد و چیزهای خوبی که دیدم یا پنجشیستا برای من اتفاق افتاده، یکیش این بوده که من به مدرسه رفتم تو نیویورک، رفتم و دانشکده نویسنده شدم. توی کالج توی دانشکده شروع کردم به تدریس خانواده تشکیل دارم دادم. الان یک پسر 18 ساله دارم و اینها هدایای من بوده که تو هوشیاری نصیبم شده. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Ali. So now I'm, you know, I'm a college professor. I've published two books. I'm, you know, I have an 18-year-old son who I take care of by myself. You know, a lot of wonderful things have happened. Also, a lot of very challenging things. I married a woman that I met in AA. And one of the things that they don't tell you about when you marry somebody in AA is that they might drink again. So after about 10 years of marriage, my wife started drinking again, and it was just horrible beyond belief.
Oh, perfect. از شاید به حضورتون درسته که من الان پروفسور هستم تو کالج، کتابم رو نوشتم، پسر 18 ساله دارم، ولی کنار این هدایایی که به من داده شده چالش های بسیار زیادی هم داشتم توی AA. من با یک خانومی در AA ازدواج کردم و چیزی که توی AA ممکنه به شما نگن اینه که ممکنه خودت یا همسرت بره و مشروب بخوره. همسر من بعد از 10 سال که از ازدواجمون گذشته بود مست کرد، رفت مشروب خورد، رفت زد، لغزش کرد و اتفاقات بسیار وحشتناکی بعدش توی زندگی من افتاد که من مجبور بودم با اونها کنار بیام. Yes, sir.
And so for about 5 years, right where I'm sitting right now, I had this very, very bad alcoholic living with me, sort of drinking herself to death the best that she could. And I was raising my son, and I was going to meetings, and it was during that time that I was probably 25 years sober, but I got an understanding of alcoholism that was deeper than any understanding that I had before.
و یکی از چالش هایی که الان عرض کردم خدمتتون این بود که توی 25 سالگی هوشیاری من این همسرم مشروب میخورد و یک الکلی بدی بود و خیلی اذیت کننده بود. کنار دستش هم من پسرم رو داشتم که باید مراقبت میکردم ازش و تو اون حالت های عجیب غریب به جلسات می رفتم، قدم ها کار می کردم و دانش من یا فکر و درک من از الکل و آگاهی من از الکلیسم عمیق‌تر شد که این بیماری چقدر عجیب و غریبه و این تجربه رو من کردم. Yes, sir.
You know, one of the things that happened is that I really had to admit to myself, I mean, I have never been a person who went to less than 4 meetings a week, and I've always had lots of friends in the program, and I've always been very active, but I had to admit that my program was inadequate to the trouble that was going on in my life. And so I, about, you know, 7 or 8 years ago, I really buckled down, got much more serious about what I was doing, and embraced a home group near my house that was really, well, I'll tell you about that in a second. I got very involved with a home group near my house.
Okay. ایشون میگه همین چالشی که داشتم خدمتتون میکردم باعث شد که من متوجه بشم که اون برنامه‌ای که من کار می‌کردم ناکافی بوده و چقدر سخت بود در اون موقعیت‌ها هوشیار موندن و رفتم به برنامه که خودم اجرا می‌کردم، برنامه الکلی‌های گمنامی که داشتم، چسبیدم و رفتم تو اون گروهی که گروه خانگی من بود، شروع کردم به خدمت کردن و چسبیدم به بچه هایی که توی گروه اصلی خونگی من وجود داشتن. Yes, sir.
This home group, which is the noon meeting at the clubhouse near my house here in Indianapolis, is, I tell you the truth, is one of the worst AA meetings in the United States. It's just an awful AA meeting. But it's also the place where I found my friends and I found my community. And I love the people there and I love the meeting, but it's just a really it's a really difficult meeting. A lot of drunk people, a lot of people that are lying. But I found my community there because it was the place that I could go and still take care of my son at night.
All right, perfect. ایشون میگه حالا داستان گروه خونگی من اینه که اینا توی ایندیاناپولیس که وسط آمریکا هست یکی از بدترین جاهایی که گروه AA وجود داره. تعداد زیادی آدمای مست لایعقل میان، تعداد زیادی دروغگو میان، خلاصه وضعیت خیلی بریختیه. منتها به من خیلی کمک کرد چون توی همین آدم های عجیب غریب من بهترین دوستام هم زمنان پیدا کردم و از شبت به حضورتون اینها به پسر من کمک کردن، به زندگی من کمک کردن، به اون چالشی که عرض کرده بودم کمک کردن و من از این قضیه چالش سربلند بیرون اومدم. Speaking of paradox, go ahead.
So I embraced this group. I got very involved with the people there. I started practicing the AA program like I was a newcomer. And that was maybe about 5 or 6 years ago. And it really led to the place that I'm at now.
All right, perfect. ایشون میگه حدود 6 سال پیش که من 30 سال هوشیار بودم مثل یک تازه وارد شروع کردم برنامه رو از دوره انجام دادن، شروع کردم به بچه ها کمک کردن، شروع کردم به این تازه وارد های دیگه کمک کردن، قدم ها رو کار کردن و حسابی قاطی شدم با الکلی ها و این من رو نجات داد. Yes, sir.
Eventually my wife moved away. She decided that her life would be better somewhere else, and she left. And I've got custody of my son. This was probably 5 years ago. And the last few years, I mean, it would be hard to find a newcomer or anyone in AA that goes to more meetings than I do. It would be hard to find somebody who's more involved in the program than I am. And it's because I really, really, I have seen what alcoholism is, and I don't want any of it. I don't want any act of alcoholism in my life. And I'll tell you about that in a second.
I hear you. I feel you. Okay. You shouldn't be a hoodoo for 5 years. بعد از یه دوران خیلی نافرمی که من با همسرم داشتم که مشروب میخورد، بالاخره ایشون ما رو ترک کرد و رفت یه جای دیگه زندگیشو ادامه داد. منتها این اتفاقی که افتاد باعث شد که من بیماری الکلیسمو ببینم، حسش بکنم و متوجه عواقب شدیدش باشم و به خاطر این از دوباره چسبیدم به برنامه رو انجام دادم و فکر نمی کنم که کسی به اندازه من تو این برنامه AA خدمت بکنه و کار رابطه داشته باشه، به خاطر اینکه میخوام از اون بیماری الکلیسم دور بشم و نمیخوام با اون داستان برای من اتفاق بیفته. Yes, sir.
What I've been working on mostly for the last, 4 or 5 years, which have been in some ways really wonderful years, but also very difficult. After my wife left, I had to feel a lot of the feelings that I was suppressing when she was here. You know, I when you're with an active alcoholic, you can't react to them. You know, I mean, it's just you have to just let them do what they do. And so the time after she left was in some ways harder for me than the time before she left.
چیزی که میخوام خدمتتون بگم اینه که حدود 4-5 سال پیش که همسرم رفت، من تازه چالش جدیدی داشتم، به خاطر اینکه در اون مدتی که ایشون مست بود و لایعقل و کارهای عجیب غریب میکرد، من خویشتنداری بسیار شدیدی داشتم و بسیاری از احساسات خودم رو نمیذاشتم تجلی پیدا بکنه، و وقتی که ایشون رفت باز من یک وارد یه فاز جدیدی شدم که سختی های خودش رو داشت و داستان بهبودی من هم یه مقداری تغییر کرد. اوکی؟
The experience that I've had over the last few years has been that as well as I did in AA, and I had a very successful AA story. You know, I mean, I went back to school. I got this great career. You know, I cleaned up really nicely. I recognized that over the last 5 years that my program wasn't big enough, and more particularly, my God wasn't big enough, and that I needed to go to this place where I could get a bigger God. And where I could get a better connection with that bigger God.
و یکی از زیبایی‌هایی که تو این 4-5 ساله اتفاق افتاده برای من اینه که من متوجه شدم من به خدای بزرگتری احتیاج دارم و به وسیله این خدای بزرگتر کارهای بزرگتری انجام بدم و بیشتر خدمت بکنم و رشد معنوی بیشتری داشته باشم. و برنامه AA هم که دارم مسلماً بزرگتر شده تو این چند سال اخیر. اوکی؟
And when you know when I use the word God, you know, I want you all to understand that I'm not a Christian. I don't have any religious idea in my head. I just know from my experience that there's a power greater than myself in the world that wants good things for me, and I needed to develop a better relationship with that power. So when I say God, don't get confused by some idea that you have about what I'm talking about, because I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about something.
All right. ایشون میگه ببینید من وقتی لغت خدا رو استفاده میکنم اون خدایی که خودم درک میکنم هست. من آدم مذهبی نیستم. من مسیحیتی ندارم و اصلا به حضور شما من در مورد یه خدایی صحبت میکنم که به من خیلی کمک میکنه در مواقعی که نیاز بهش دارم و یک نیرویه که برتر از منه، بزرگتر از منه و در مواقع خاص به من کمک کرده و برای همین دوست دارم باهش ارتباط آگاهانه بهتری داشته باشم که توی زندگیم راحت تر باشم. اوکی.
And you know, here's what I know, and most of what I know is it was in the big book. Most of what I know was in the big book, and I read it a million times, and I don't think I understood it until, you know, a few months ago. The place where God lives in my life is inside of me, and particularly God lives inside of my intuition.
آرزم به خدمتتون که تا همین اخیراً من دقیقاً متوجه نمی‌شدم که خدای در مورد چی هست و اکثر چیزهایی که من دارم در موردش با شما صحبت می‌کنم توی بیگ بوک، توی کتاب پایه AA وجود داره و اگر چیزی من یاد گرفتم از کتاب پایه AA هست. با وجود که این من این کتاب شاید میلیون ها دفعه خونده باشم، ولی کن آخر الامر تجربهش کردم که این خدایی رو که تو ای ای میگه و آدرسش رو داره به من میگه در اعماق وجود من هست و اونجاست که من میتونم پیداش بکنم در اعماق وجودم و شروع کنم یک رابطه ای با ایشون داشته باشم. Yes, sir.
So I have this sort of instruction manual that's put in the last place that I would look for, which is inside of me. And the problem with that has been that all through my sobriety and certainly before I got sober, I regarded myself as a bad person. You know, I thought, well, you're a bad person that needs to get better. You're a person that needs to control yourself. You're a person that needs to, you know, crack the whip on yourself. And what I'm finding out at, like, you know, more than three decades sober is that that's just not true.
یک چیزی که میخوام خدمتتون بگم اینه که نهایتاً این آخرین جایی که من دنبال خدا میگردم یا میگشتم در درون خودم بود، چون اونجا خودشو قایم کرده بود و نهایتاً ایشون رو پیدا کردم و متوجه شدم که حتی تا 20-30 سال هوشیاریم من از خودم بدم میومد. من خودم رو قضاوت میکردم و فکر میکردم اگر خودم رو بزنم مثلا با خودزنی و خودآزاری میتونم راحت بشم و این اتفاق نیفتاد تا اینکه من شروع کردم رابطم رو با این خداوندی که در اعماق وجودم هست، رابطم رو آگاهانه کردم و بیشتر با ایشون مأنوس شدم. Yes, sir.
The basic misunderstanding of my life, the thing that has gotten me into more trouble than almost anything else, is that thinking that there's that God despises me, that God doesn't like me. The truth is, and this is not an idea, this is an experience that I've had, particularly recently, the truth is that I am beloved by the most powerful force in the universe. And it, you know, and this is not Christianity or Islam, I don't know what the heck it is. It's just my experience that God wants me to be happy, joyous, and free. And I think that that might be such a powerful thing that some of us are not ready to hear it until we've got three decades of sobriety.
Yes. چیزی که میخوام بازم خدمتتون بگم اینه که خداوندی که من دارم و متوجه شدم که در تمام کهکشان به نوعی وجود داره و در اعماق وجود من وجود داره، نمیخواد منو تنبیه بکنه. دنبال این نیست که بگه تو آدم خوبی هستی یا آدم بدی هستی. بنده همونطور که عرض کردم نه مسیحی هستم نه مسلمون هستم، یه چیز مخصوص خودم هستم و خدایی که خودم درک میکنم و ایشون، یعنی همون خدایی که خودم درک میکنم، میخواد من خوشحال باشم، شاد باشم، شنگول باشم و زندگی آروم و خوبی داشته باشم. Yes, sir.
I didn't say this before, but I had surgery this week. I had fairly serious surgery, and everything's fine. Everything worked out fine. But last Monday, I was in the hospital, and so I came home from the hospital after a couple days, and it's been very interesting because the love that my friends have showed me is very, very difficult for me to accept. Very, very difficult. And the sponsee that I mentioned, who was born in Tehran, he just came over to my house and he just moved in for a couple days and just I told him to leave and he didn't want to leave and he just stayed here. And it's it's not remarkable to me that I'm loved like this. What's remarkable to me is that I don't want that love, that there's a part of me that's still so sick that I don't want that, you know?
You reject it?
No, I didn't reject it. I accepted it, but it was very, very hard to accept it.
All right. Comprende. All right. ایشون میگه ببینید من هفته پیش یه عمل جراحی داشتم دوشنبه هفته پیش و چیزی که جالبه اینه که در متوجه شدم که من این عشقی رو که رهجوان بهم میدن نمیخوامش، این عشق رو نمیتونم بگیرم و جالبش اینه که اونها و خیلی قشنگی که اونها میخوان به من عشق بدن ولی من یه جورایی مقاومت میکردم تا که بگیرم این عشقو. و یکی از رهجوام ایرانیه و از تهران اومده، یعنی تهرانیه در حقیقت، نه اینکه اومده، و ایشون اومد دو سه روز تو خونه من کنار من بود، از من مراقبت کرد، به من عشق میداد، ولی من برام سخت بود که این عشق رو جذب بکنم و این خیلی برای من جالبه. Okay.
And so I'm just going to say one more thing and then I'll, because I realize we ate up a lot of time, but I'm going to say one more thing, which is that the only appropriate response, this is news, this is something that I've only understood in the last few days, the only appropriate response to the gifts that we've been given is kindness. You know, when God has been so kind to us and the program and the people in Alcoholics Anonymous have been so kind to us, it's my responsibility, I'll talk about myself, to be kind to everyone, because there's just no other way to be able to accept this kind of gift. And I'm very grateful that you guys let me speak today, and I think that's all I have to say.
Alright, I'll be right back. یکی از چیزهایی که من متوجه شدم که خداوند بسیار تا بسیار مهربانه و چقدر خوبه اگر من هم مهربان باشم. یعنی هر روز آخر شب از خودم بپرسم که آیا با همه مهربان بودم؟ آیا با همه راحت بودم؟ و این چقدر برای راحتی خود من و آرامش خود من مهمه، که در حقیقت این یکی از صفات خداست که من بهتر از اون هم استفاده بکنم و مهربان باشم. و از این که امشب به من فرصت دادید تا براتون صحبت بکنم بسیار تا بسیار ممنون هستم و متشکر. Thank you so much sir, really appreciate Danny.
Hey, thank you.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
All right.